take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. And by the way, it is the Independence Day edition of the show tonight. We are actually here in the studio. No one has taken a day off because we really don't take days off on Free Talk Live. We can avoid it. Try to have live programming for you 7 days a week, all year long, regardless of what national holiday or religious holiday might be the flavor of the day. So we're here for you. Tonight, it's Ian in the studio.
And Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Same number as always. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. And I think appropriately for Independence Day tonight, which, by the way, I know we talk about it every year. For our listeners that have been listening forever, I don't know if they're tired of hearing us point this out, but it's important to point it out, that this is Independence Day. At least that was the original concept behind this day as a holiday, was to celebrate independence from, in the case, the original reason for the holiday was, the Redcoats, independence from British rule. But I think just the idea of celebrating independence is a good thing.
Absolutely.
As well.
That's what I did today.
Yeah. And unfortunately, well, I think that there's a lot of dependent people in this country, and there's not really much appreciation for independence. Is anybody under the delusion that this is a free country, or that people here are independent? Because it doesn't seem that way anymore. In fact, if you look at what the news media says, it seems like everybody calls it the 4th of July anymore. Nobody really calls it Independence Day. Very rarely will you see it referred to as Independence Day. And I just kind of think that, I'm not saying chicken or the egg. I think that the news media both reflects reality and kind of creates it at the same time.
Art imitates life, imitates art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's an interesting observation. I noticed that today, too.
Calling it the 4th of July?
Yeah, and it was only the bagel place where I went to meet a friend for breakfast that called it Independence Day. Of all the places I went today that were closed.
People will tell you, happy 4th of July. Have a great 4th of July. Wherever you would.
So Barack Obama said to the swearing-in ceremony at the White House for some new citizens that had served proudly in his military.
He said that today.
Happy again. Let's go have a great 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's the politicians, the pundits, the people on television, the news anchors. Everyone calls it the 4th of July. Now that doesn't mean it's some kind of conspiracy theory or anything like that. It's just reflective of what the day's become. It's not a holiday about independence anymore, because that's not important.
Well, it's not, and that's true of Veterans Day and Memorial Day as well. And as a member of a military family, I've heard about this my entire life. Veterans Day is Armistice Day, the day that the armistice was signed to end, World War II?
Armistice, I think, was World War I.
World War I. All right. And then Memorial Day is just a long weekend for everybody to have a barbecue.
Yeah, and that's ultimately what this day is.
I think
it
was a Civil War holiday initially, Memorial Day, if I remember correctly. I'd have to look them both up.
I mean, ultimately, that's what all of these things have become for people, right, is an excuse to have a barbecue.
Take the day off.
Have a few drinks with the friends and family. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with having a barbecue and enjoying time with your loved ones. Nothing wrong with that at all. I just, it's just sad. It's commentary on how sad things are out there in this country, that people don't value independence anymore. They don't even really, if you look at the idea of independence, do people even consider it? Do people even, on today, this particular day when you should be considering independence in that concept, does it even cross people's minds? Do they even really think that much about this? Or is it, let's light off some firecrackers?
One out of seven American households is on food stamps. I don't think people are thinking about independence. I think they're thinking about dependence.
Absolutely not. It's a nice day to go out and see a parade. But it's not a day for those of last week we talked about a letter to the editor who objected to protesters or marching for peace in the, it was Memorial Day parade, was it not?
That's right. Yeah, I was one of those folks.
Military service in the true meaning of a holiday really only means something to someone who's necessarily personally affected by it or who is personally offended by it.
Right. So like somebody who's been in the military or had a loved one in the military.
Right.
that sort of thing. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. But, you know, speaking of dependence, I want to talk about secession on the way, but also speaking of dependence, Mark, you said 1 in 7 are on, what was it, food stamps?
Food stamps, yeah, I've got it here.
And that's 1 in 7 people or households?
1 in 7 Americans are on food stamps. I said households before.
Households, it's 15%.
Yeah, it says, but the government is pushing to enroll more, in many instances working to overcome Americans' pride, self-reliance, or failure to see a need.
Wow, so they're pushing it, basically.
Yes. Food, they don't want pushers. Independence.
And this is related to a story I brought in as well. $80 billion a year is used for food stamps, but the feds won't reveal what's purchased.
Well, how would they know anyway? I mean, I don't...
But now they've got cards. I mean,
right.
Every store in America has some kind of, tracking system.
How much of this is used on lobster and caviar, and how much of it is used on...
Do you think the feds really have that kind of granular
information? Absolutely.
I don't think so.
I can't imagine how they don't.
They can probably see what stores the card is used at, but I don't know. That would be interesting to hear from somebody in the grocery industry who knows the behind the scenes of what information is transmitted where.
The crappy little customer loyalty card I have from the local grocery store is nothing compared to a credit card. It looks like a cheap knockoff, but it'll tell that grocery store everything that I've purchased.
Right, I mean, send him coupons for
the government.
The customer card will.
Wait. For the if the government wants to make that, you know, if the customer wants to go there, then the store wants to accept food stamps, they can, the federal government could, I don't know if they do, but they could just as easily say, look, we need to know the information of what those people are buying.
I believe that is true.
If Google can do it, the government can do it.
Well, the government isn't the most efficient organization. I would think that if they wanted to get information about you, like if they wanted to investigate Mark Edge and see what Mark Edge was having for breakfast and what he was buying, they could very easily get that information should they ask the store for it. But to think that they're getting reporting on all that, I don't know, it seems a little paranoid. Maybe that's exactly what's going on. I don't know, speculating.
I think it should be tracked, honestly.
With the EBT card?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to know what taxpayer dollars is being spent on.
Well, it's essentially a cash card. This goes back to a story we were talking about last week.
Well, this is food stamps, and food stamps are different than the card we were talking about.
The EBT is the cash card, right?
No, electronic benefits transfer. And that is what EBT stands for, and that is either food stamps or cash benefits.
Weren't we talking about a cash card
last
week?
Cash cards, yep.
Like a check card, basically,
yep,
with some cash loaded on it. That
and
was called
EBT,
right?
Food stamps work the same way. Food stamps work the same way. It's the same kind of card.
And I think it's called the same thing.
It's called the same
thing. So they're just swiping a card at the register. I mean, I doubt that means they're getting a transmission of all the data.
If that's true, then it just goes to show the level of incompetence that goes behind and, you know,
right,
the unaccountability.
They're just handing cash out
right,
to people.
Right, exactly.
It could very well be that. As far as I'm concerned, if I was in charge of this program, and I will never be in charge of this program, and they would never put me in charge of this program, you know, they would only, you'd only be able to buy whole foods with it. You'd be able to buy certain meats, and not the high-end cuts.
Organic.
Well, I mean, I think I would let them have the organic, as far as I'm concerned, but I wouldn't let them. They wouldn't be able to buy the Delmonico steaks or the
caviar
filet
mignon.
I don't know how many of them are buying caviar and lobster. Lobster's been on sale at $5.99 a pound. I might let them get it on sale.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to get all these big companies, ConAgra Foods, and all these big companies out there that have such a sway with the government. Nothing that came in a bag, a box, any of these things I wouldn't go for personally.
Used to be probably 20 years ago that they've issued these cards to remove stigma, right?
Sure.
Because if you walked in with your food stamps, you'd be looked down upon by your neighbors.
But if you pass them a credit card looking thing,
you look normal. Yeah. You look like the rest of the general population. What's wrong with a little stigma?
I don't think there's anything wrong with the stigma. One time, I was working at the canteen and in prison. I was the staff canteen operator for 6 years or something like that. And one of the officers came and asked me if she was kidding if we took food stamps. I took these, and she showed me something that looked like a $1 traveler's check. I'd never seen it before. I had no idea what it was. I'd look. What is that?
More coming back here in moments about
money?
Dependence in America. Here on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you know more about food stamps and what information is tracked. Let us know. I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Come with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey. Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, no, now.
Wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Have a funny way of telling people no. Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you may enjoy the features on the site there. You actually can control the content in two ways. One, you can actually submit items to the site. So you find something, maybe a news piece or a YouTube video or something fun that you want to share, you just submit the URL. as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page where you can do part two, which you don't have to do one if you want to do two. You can do you can vote on things without submitting anything ever to the site. But you can actually vote as to what you like or dislike, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive there. And remember to vote on the upcoming stories. Just click the upcoming stories link near the top up portion of the page. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're looking for gold or silver, precious metals, I'm sure that you've heard ads for them all over the cable news networks and talk radio. Well, you know, it can be kind of confusing if you don't have a chance to comparison shop. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, we've got gold pieces, coins, rounds, whatever you might need there, silver also. And you can do some comparison shopping. There are common coins there that you can compare in other places. Not only will you get some of the best rates available to you from one of the major retailers online, this is Midas Resources, with whom we have coupled, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number here is 855-450-FREE. We've been discussing people who are dependent and the propagation of the idea of dependence. Mark, you were just saying that apparently they are pushing the idea of people getting on food stamps or EBT, these different government programs that give handouts essentially to people. And they are saying that one of the things they have to get, I guess one of the obstacles they have to overcome, is some people in America have this resistance to taking government assistance. We've got to break that down, is what they're saying.
Yeah, they've got pride, self-reliance, failure to even see a need.
Right. So it's very important that people feel like that they need the government. And so that's one of the reasons why the government people want to get you on their assistance programs.
A 2011 Hunger Champions Award document reveals that local assistance offices have been rewarded for counteracting pride and pushing more people to sign up for benefits.
Wow. It's just incredible. Let's go to the phones and talk to Kelvin. Listening in Colorado, you're on the Amp Lines on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, happy Secession Day.
That's right.
Happy Secession Day?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
The individual states seceded from the British crown.
That's right. I mean, so many Americans, wonder about secession. They think it's such a bad idea, but that's how this country was created. That's how most of them were created.
Yes, that's what I find interesting is that they don't use the word secession, but that's essentially what happened is the states seceded from King George or whatever.
Yep.
So, I
support that happening again. It's high time.
Replace an old tyranny with a new one?
No, to secede. Again. I don't want another tyranny.
You could almost go back through the Declaration and look at all the things that were the grievances. I mean, I guess we aren't quartering soldiers yet, but most of the other stuff applies one way or another. I wanted to address the food stamps thing. Back in the bad old days, the food stamp used to be an actual piece of paper, sort of like a dollar bill, and there were restrictions on what you could buy with it. For instance, you couldn't buy cigarettes, and I think you couldn't buy alcohol, and there was probably some other stuff too.
Still are.
But wouldn't have, it was the store's responsibility to apply those restrictions, right?
Yes, it was, and they were actually supposed to ask for an ID card to prove that the person, because there was a black market in selling food stamps. You could sell your food stamps for less than face value to other people, or you go in and with your $20 food stamp, you buy $1.50's worth of legitimate food, and you get actual money change back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the reasons to go to this thing, and I would think if there was a opportunity for fraud, you'd certainly want to monitor what was being purchased with this card. I mean, of course, the government's so incompetent, maybe they don't do that, but I certainly would if I was running.
Right. like, that's, I think that that's what's going on here is in this discussion, people have been projecting onto the government how they would have it run. Like, oh, well, of course you would want to look at what people are buying with the food stamps.
It's easy to do.
But that would require the government to give a damn about those sorts of things. I mean, it's not like it's their money that they're handing out
right.
to people.
So the most competent use of money is when you're spending your money on something. It gets less competent when you're spending someone else's money on something that you're, you know, going to benefit from. Like, you know, say mom's buying you a Christmas present or something, says you've got $500 with which to work, go out and buy yourself something nice. Now, you're going to spend that $500 differently than you would spend $500 that you earned. And the least competent is when you're spending money for someone else on someone else. So if it's mom says, here's $500, go buy your cousin, whom you don't really know very well, a birthday present. Now you're really in a mess. And so that's what the government
does. Just to insert something here in this conversation, quick Google search results in an article published on June 25th of this year, entitled, Should People on Food Stamps Be Able to Buy Junk Food? This from the Palm Beach Post. State Senator Rhonda Storms from Brandon in Florida says they don't keep track of what is purchased. So,
well, New York has been making moves over the last year to 18 months to restrict, I mean, large sodas. We've talked about this in the last couple weeks here on Free Talk Live. But they've certainly restricted what you can buy with food stamps.
Yeah, and also these different states, I believe, administer these programs, so you know it gets even more complicated.
Sure, but with the EBT cards that you were talking about before, that's just cash on a card.
Cash
right?
on a card, and it's cash that's given to people for utility payments or rent or a car payment.
But they
or
don't
know
they're
payment.
Being used. Right?
Cigarettes, apparently.
Cigarettes and beer.
Yes, and if you're trying to get people hooked on this new system, then I guess you want to make it more, you know, attractive to people, so maybe you would try to make it easy to circumvent so people will sign up.
Yeah, they want dependents.
So, Kelvin, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just wanted to mention that the Bitcoin, the more I learn about it, the more excited I get. I did get the chance to talk to a few of the gurus at the ForkFest, and I've done some more research online because I like to know a little bit more about how these things work before I, you know, put my cash on the line. And it seems to me that if this thing is divisible enough, because there's going to be 20 million bitcoins or something like that in existence, and they're divisible down
21
to
million.
21 million? Okay,
yeah.
And I think there's
eight
decimal places. So if you divide 21 million by one micro or whatever eight decimal places gets,
that's a lot
the total
of bitcoins.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's conceivable that that could actually become a world currency.
People are proclaiming that that's the case, and it has so many advantages. Only time will tell, but it has so many advantages.
There are all those advantages. What we'll ultimately find out about is whether or not people will see it, they'll value it, and they'll start using it. Because if people start using it and start accepting it, then it'll change pretty fast because it could be adopted very quickly. So thank you, Kelvin, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, we can talk more about BitInstant.com as a good place to go to get your Bitcoins here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you've got some Bitcoins, you want to send us a tip, you may send it to the Bitcoin tip jar. And you can do that by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But you need to have Bitcoins first. What's that? You don't have them? Well, go ahead and get some. You should get them now before they could possibly go up in price as more people realize the value, as Kelvin was just talking about a moment ago, the value of Bitcoin and why it's so useful. It's completely decentralized. It's mathematically impossible for anybody to freeze your account. It's impossible for the government guys to come in and block you, your account, to you know, raid the business, because there is no business. It's just an open source currency that's completely decentralized. There's no corporation behind this. There's no government behind it. This is incredibly dangerous to the status quo. The use of Bitcoins is almost a revolutionary act. Simply because you are taking your business, whatever it is you're doing, outside of the purview of the financial transaction system.
To keeping it away from the bankers, the ones that have created this problem that we have on a global basis, mm-hmm. whether you're talking about the pigs, including Spain and Greece, or whether you're talking about the financial bubble that occurred globally, but in the United States, all these things, if you feel like those people got away with it, and if you don't feel like they got away with it, then you're not paying attention. But if you feel like those people got away with it, stop using their money.
Yeah. because they're just going to keep printing out those dollars, and that'll mean that they're going to steal value from you. And if you've got your money in different forms, if you have them in other forms, because there's also silver, gold, precious metals, another good way to store value, bitcoins are another option for you, and they're way more usable than gold or silver. They're infinite, you know, almost infinitely divisible. I mean, down to 8 digits, 8 decimal points, that's a lot of divisibility.
Sure is.
And so you can go to weusecoins.org, learn more about the Bitcoin there. That's weusecoins.org. There's a great, clicky little less than 2 minute intro video there on the site. And then go to bitinstant.com to get your Bitcoins with cash. You can deposit the cash at a bank, or you can deposit it at 7-Eleven. Which I'm curious to try that out, see how exactly that works. That sounds fascinating to me. I love that, that you don't have to even be a part of the banking system to get your hands on Bitcoins. So, bitinstant.com, 855-450-FREE. Good way to create more independence in your life is to get some Bitcoins so you're not dependent on the U.S. government's federal dollar or any other dollars or whatever the other currencies are around the world. So you will lessen your dependence on government currency. Bitinstant.com. You know, since we're talking about the EBT food stamps thing, there's a little bit more here, this story that I just pulled up. I was just looking to see, you know, I'd asked Google the question of, the question I asked was, does government track what is purchased with food stamps? This was the second link on the first and second link on the page. Should people on food stamps be able to buy junk food from the Palm Beach Post? Some politicians and health advocates want to restrict food stamp recipients from buying junk food. They say the junk food ban would lead to healthier food purchases and reduce health care costs. Critics say it would do neither and would stigmatize those on government assistance. Lawmakers in several states...
Okay, so A, I think that it's clear that giving people free healthy food is going to result in people eating healthier food. I mean, this is an incentive and it's obvious. Now, the stigmatization, I understand that what people are concerned that people might be feel that there's a stigma behind food stamps and therefore might not feed their kids, you know, if they, might not get on food stamps as, otherwise. But I want there to be a stigma.
Mm. Yeah,
that's
true.
I mean, you know, at this point, there aren't any incentives to get off of food stamps. I don't know that much about them, but the incentives are all messed up. If the government isn't even checking what you're buying, you've got
or
some real incentive problems.
What you're buying. Right.
Right. They're trying. I mean, some people have tried in several states, including Florida and Illinois, but unsuccessfully to try to make soda chips and candy ineligible for purchase with food stamps, now called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. No one, however, knows how many taxpayer dollars go to buy junk food, and that's where the quote from the state senator came in, where she says that they don't keep track of what is purchased. This is Rhonda Storms in Florida, recently introduced a failed bill to restrict junk food purchases in the legislature. She says, how then does the state know whether the purchases are for legal items and not for, say, toilet paper, magazines, beer?
Well, tampons.
Grocery store cash registers identify food stamp eligible purchases from those that aren't eligible, just as they differentiate taxable items from non-taxable items. The issue isn't whether the purchases are legal or not. It's that neither the USDA, which administers food stamps, nor any other government agency can identify how much of those legal purchases are chips and soda versus lettuce and carrots. The USDA so far has opposed restrictions on junk food purchases, although government data have linked poverty to higher obesity levels and more soda consumption. The department's website says that no evidence exists that food stamp participation contributes to poor diet quality or obesity. But then again, how would they gather the evidence? They don't have it. They have that information.
I thought there was evidence that the poorer people in the United States were fatter.
Yes, there is. It's just not tied directly to the use
stamps.
Of food stamps.
Tenuous ties.
Right.
They're just saying that food stamp participation, they don't have evidence that it contributes to poor diet quality or obesity. And again, that's because they don't have that data. They don't have that information about what is and what is not.
I'm sorry. I cannot believe that an $80 billion program is really left to programming and cash registers.
Why can't you believe it? I mean, it's the government here we're talking about. These are the people that...
They are inefficient.
They have trouble delivering...
I can't believe... Because I can't believe that a power would not want to know what that money is being spent on.
Agreed.
And control it.
That makes sense, but unfortunately, I guess that's just not that way.
Right.
At least that's the public statement here. 855-450-FREE-CAO.
In this case, they know that having the information would probably be detrimental to them. I'm only trying to come
right.
up with some kind of positive solution here. They know that having that information would be detrimental to them, kind of in the way that the gun dealers don't want to know necessarily what you're going to do with the gun, and bartenders don't want to know that you're driving home.
Right. All they really care about is passing out money. I mean, they're not really that concerned with actually helping anybody.
They want, the more money they can pass out, the larger their bureaucracy, the
more
they
money
grow.
They can pass out. Also, the fewer the restrictions there are on that money, the more their corporate buddies can benefit. You know, you mentioned ConAgra Foods and these other mega corporate food producers. ConAgra, I had some Crunch and Munch the other day. I noticed they made Crunch and Munch. So, you know, they've got all kinds of different products that are not so healthy for you that they'd love to get in people's hands. And so certainly these big companies likely very much support the idea that food stamps can be used on all of their products, not just some of their products.
Sure.
So that, I'm sure that's an influential factor as well. And basically the USDA here is saying, well, see no evil, hear no evil. We don't have any information that says that that our food stamps contribute to unhealthy lifestyles. So we're not going to go look for that information because then we'd actually have to change how our program
runs.
We
do studies on everything, but we're not going to do studies on that.
So 855-450-FREE. Hey, speaking of government assistance programs, according to CNN Money, there are more than 1 in 3 Americans live in a household that receives Medicaid, food stamps, or other means-based government assistance as of mid-2010, according to a new report.
What is means-based? Is this, people that are, poor? Is that the idea?
Probably based on financial
income. So we're not talking
income.
About Social Security or Medicare then, right?
That is not mentioned here. Correct. Talking about food stamps, we're talking about WIC. Women's, infant, and children, food stamps, Medicaid.
And I don't want to say. Look, I'm not going to say that I think that these programs, that some people don't need these programs. I think they. Some people do.
Certainly.
Do need these programs. And but I think that the government is incentivized to make people dependent upon them, and so therefore they tend to inflate the roles. They have no accountability for who should be on and who should be off.
Well, right.
Obviously, there's fraud. And in this circumstance, if people aren't given that little nudge, like the baby bird out of the nest,
not even a little nudge, big old kick to the pants.
Well,
some
I think
of them, seriously.
Right. I think that having compassion and actually talking to people and seeing what their situation is and customizing an assistance program to help them would be the way to do it. And you can't have the government do those things. So we just need to get the government out of it and allow people who care in a community to help people that need help.
Do it locally.
It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here tonight on this Independence Day edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. We're here live to take your calls about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
As we continue here to discuss independence and its opposite, dependence, which seems to be more popular these days than ever, with the government guys actively promoting it, pushing people to become dependent, giving them incentives to become dependent.
It's free money.
Trying to stop them from having pride in themselves, trying to stop them from those feelings of negativity towards taking government assistance. You know, the pride of being able to take care of oneself. Whew, we can't have that.
Yeah, pride seems to jump out a bunch in this particular article, including something called described as mountain pride.
What is this article you're talking about here?
This is an article from the Daily Caller. Mm-hmm. It's this hearing from the outreach worker that that benefits could be used to purchase seeds and plants for their gardens turned out to be a very important strategy in counteracting what they described as mountain pride and appealed to those who wish not to rely on others. The document explains eventually many accepted assistance from the low income energy assistance program, the qualified Medicare beneficiary program, and others, in some cases doubling a household's net income. In 1 year, SNAP participation increased over 10%. Overcoming beliefs is a stated method from the USDA to bring more people into the program.
They've basically got pushers. They've got salesmen, almost. They're hitting people up and trying to convert them, answering objections. I mean, this sounds like a sales pitch.
Just like that. That's exactly what it is.
An article
here.
They've
got a tip sheet, too.
From the Heritage Foundation, and their 2012 Index of Dependence on Government shows an alarming trend under the Obama administration of a level of dependence on government that has never been seen before. Today, a full 70% of the federal government's budget goes to pay for housing, food, income, student aid, or some other assistance, with recipients ranging from college students to retirees.
70% of the federal government's budget? Does that not include the military? Because isn't the military the single largest portion of the federal government's
budget?
Yeah,
more than half of the discretionary budget.
Perhaps it does exclude military spending. So Heritage's Patrick Tyrell writes that other findings from the study show that government dependency jumped 8.1% in the past year, that's between 2011 and now, with the most assistance going toward housing, health and welfare, and retirement. The federal government spent more taxpayer dollars than ever before in 2011 to subsidize Americans. The average individual who relies on Washington could receive benefits valued at $32,748, more than the nation's average disposable personal income.
Jeez. I should get. What am I doing working?
At the same time,
I don't know, man.
I mean, and these are the questions that the average American's asking themselves. And, you know, as they continue to ask these questions, they more and more begin to make the answer, I don't know.
Yeah.
At the same,
especially if they don't have a job.
At the same time, nearly half of the U.S. population, 49.5%, do not pay any federal income taxes. And in the next 25 years, more than 77 million baby boomers will retire. They will begin collecting
checks. Before you
checks.
Go on, I think that this is an article, and this is very common for people to get confused. Now, this article is written by a person who's probably not a tax expert. As I understand it, it's 50% of returns filed don't pay taxes.
That's what they probably mean.
And there are a lot more than 50% of Americans that don't pay income taxes, because a lot of Americans, consider many of them under the age of 18, consider many of them over the age of 65, consider many of them that work for themselves or, you know, are
exist in
the black economy, the black and gray economies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are tens of millions of working age of Americans, tens of millions of working age Americans that don't file tax returns.
Thank goodness for them.
And so...
more people should stop.
As I understand it, and I did the numbers, as I understand it, as best I could, and it's very difficult, 27% of Americans, 27-28% of Americans pay income tax.
So, more?
And that's just $1.
Right, and they're the ones paying the bills. No,
Well, I've got some numbers if you...
do it to it.
Okay, so here is the information about the more than 1 in 3 Americans living in households that receive Medicaid, food stamps, and other means-based government assistance as of mid-2010, according to a new report shown over at CNN Money. When Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment benefits are included, nearly half of the nation lives in a household that received, they're saying lived because this was 2010, but lived in a household that received a government check.
So this is Social Security and Medicare, right?
That's when you include that. So okay. When Social Security and Medicare are not included, is more than 1 in 3 Americans living in a household that is on benefits. And when you do include Social Security and Medicare, it becomes 1 out of 2. Nearly half the nation lived in a household that received a government check, according to the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. That's more than 148 million Americans, and those numbers are on their way up thanks to the Great Recession and its aftermath, which, by the way, I'm not convinced that it's over, which have pushed record numbers of people onto public assistance programs, and apparently the pushers are actually out there hitting the streets trying to get people to sign up as well from the government. In particular, the stubbornly high unemployment rate has left millions of Americans in dire straits. In 2008, one quarter of people lived in households receiving a government lifeline, and about 45% a government check, according to the Census Bureau. So in just 2 years, the numbers have shot up as far as the amount of people receiving government benefits.
And this was in 2010.
That's right.
As I said, I believe you just read in your article, Nimi, that there were that there was an increase of almost 10%. Was it 8-point-something percent?
8.1.
8.1. And then the article I read, that was in 2011, was the claim. And then here I read an article that said in just 1 year, participation increased in SNAP by 10%. So you can assume that that number went from 50% of households to 55%.
The federal government sent a record $2 trillion to individuals in fiscal 2010, up nearly 75%.
Actually, you could assume that it went to 53% because you said 33% of households were getting assistance that was not Social Security or Medicare. Just because there's a down economy doesn't mean people age more quickly. So the Medicare and Medicaid households were just another 22% of the households, bringing it up to 50%. So therefore, you can guess that something like 53 or 54, something like 53% of American households now are on some kind of government
assistance. As of 2010.
As of today.
Oh, as of today, because these numbers are from mid-2010. So.
Right, mid-2010, but I'm adding numbers that we've been talking about here in different articles from 2011. So maybe because it's mid-2012 now, you might be able to go to 54 or 55%.
The federal government, by the way, sent a record $2 trillion back in 2010 in that fiscal year in benefits to individuals, up nearly 75% from 10 years prior. Now, there is obviously an inflationary factor there, but it's not going to be 75% inflation in 10 years.
No.
So that's pretty huge.
Well, I hear shadow inflation is much higher than the inflation that they tell us is going on. And anybody, my wife, I was just having a conversation with her today, and I was asking her about this, because I don't buy the groceries and buy the things for the household. That's her job. And you know, she's like, oh, things have just gone up so much, and she doesn't doubt for a second that shadow inflation is at 10%. And by shadow inflation, I mean the real cost of living, the cost of doing things. Because when the government gives its inflationary numbers,
they leave things out.
They leave things out like food, housing, and fuel. I want you to try to stop for a second and take fuel, housing, and food out of your budget and consider how much more, how much of your budget that is. It's a huge quantity. It's a great deal of your discretionary budget. Yeah, your bills generally tend to stay the same, and that's the overhead and that kind of thing. But when it comes to going to the grocery store and going to work, these things are expensive endeavors now.
26% of Americans, this is again from mid-2010, lived in households where someone received Medicaid, so about 1 in 4. While the figure was 15% for food stamps. Now, remember, these are only the federal assistance programs. So what about state programs? What about local
programs? State programs are usually incorporated. Now, the soup kitchen wouldn't be. The food pantry wouldn't be.
There's a welfare program here that's operated by the city of Keene where you can go and get money for rent payments.
That's true.
So there are all manner of different programs available across the country in local areas. So we're only talking about federal assistance here. So 15% for food stamps, 16% of people were living in households collecting Social Security, and 15% of them receiving Medicare benefits. So, and by the way, it points out here that these entitlements have been expanding as the baby boom generation retires. And we've talked before about the funding that's coming down the road, like the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that essentially these programs are going to pay out to people that just can't be funded.
Yeah,
there's not enough taxes to be collected.
Numbers don't work.
So something is going to crash and burn here at some point. 855-453. This cannot keep up forever. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, secession. It's time to talk about it, especially considering it's Independence Day. Hour 2's next.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.